With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Cranberry harvest season is now upon us, and it's looking like Washington growers have reasons to be optimistic. Washington State University Extension Professor Kim Patton says he's been talking with growers, and from what he's hearing, it looks like the conditions are set up for a good season.
It's actually going to be a good crop year, probably as good as we've had in the last 5 or 6 years, or at least comparable. It's not going to be a record breaker, but it's going to be a good crop year.
Patton says, yes, it's been warm, but the weather run we had spring into summer was just about perfect.
It actually has been a very pleasant and warm summer. Probably the biggest factor affecting the production of cranberries is the weather during pollination. And so June was a pretty good pollination month. I mean, it was probably one of the warmer Junes that we've had. And so if you get a good pollination month, you pretty much can get a good crop, all things considered.
There hasn't been a lot of fruit harvested yet, but Patton says, so far, so good.
People are already harvesting, so from the yield perspective, it'll be fine. There are issues, however, with the amount of water that's available for flood harvesting has been a challenge for some growers.
Due to a surplus of fruit, the USDA ordered a 25% cut in cranberry production. Smaller and organic producers are exempt from that set-aside. Listen tomorrow for more on this year's cranberries. Welcome back for another episode of Fruit Bites, brought to you by Valent USA. And joining us once again is Valent's Allison Walston. And this week, Allison, let's talk about a new invasive insect pest here in the United States.
There's a new insect pest, or more specifically, an invasive leafhopper that was discovered in southeastern Pennsylvania, and it's called the spotted lanternfly.
And I'm guessing since we're talking about it here on Fruit Bites that it attacks fruit?
Oh yeah. This little leafhopper has the potential to greatly impact grapes, tree fruit, and hops. It hasn't been mentioned, but a lot of leafhoppers transmit plant diseases.
So where is the spotted lanternfly native to? Where's it come from?
It's native to China, India, and Vietnam. The spotted lanternflies have become a major pest in Korea, and hopefully they don't move out to the Pacific Northwest. The adults and fourth instar nymphs are gorgeous, entomologically speaking. So check out Penn State Extension for pictures and more info.
Well, thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent. Until then, I'm Bob Larson.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.